From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, it became something of a tradition here in The Last Word that every year that there was a new Ross O'Carroll Kelly book out, we'd have Paul Howard in with us. And then what did he go and do? He stopped writing the books.
That's right.
2024 was the last Ross O'Carroll Kelly book. None last year, none this year, even though the column appears in the Irish Times each week, which raises the question, Paul Howard, without Ross O'Carroll Kelly, the books, what are you doing now?
Nothing. My life is a mess.
It's not.
It's great. No, I mean, I suppose that one of the reasons I stopped writing the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books was because I was busy doing other things, and I'd start doing some television writing, which I was really enjoying. I wrote for the Apple show, Bad Sisters. Absolutely loved doing it. And I was offered a little bit more work off the back of that. The Ross books were kind of coming towards a natural end. I discussed it with Rachel Pierce, who was my editor, and I know she edits your books as well. She's amazing.
She's brilliant.
We had a plan about 3 years from the end. We knew exactly what the last Ross book was going to be and what was going to happen in it. So that was kind of happening anyway. But it has been a strange year for me. Last year was a strange year for me because it was the first time in 25 years I went into a new year without a Ross O'Carroll Kelly book to write.
And was that liberating or was it inhibiting?
It was unusual. I suppose the nature of my work in life had suddenly changed. I mean, I was working on this show that I'm going to talk to you about now called Sisters.
As distinct from Bad Sisters.
So I was going off to Canada at the end of January to work on that. So it wasn't like I wasn't busy. I had lots and lots of things to do, but it was just a very different thing all of a sudden because I was out in the world. On a film set, whereas with the Ross books, I'm sat in my office and there's a touch of Jack Nicholson in The Shining about the way I worked, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, 10, 12 hours in my office. So it was nice. It was actually a pleasant change.
So tell us about Sisters, which is an RTE co-production with Canadian interests and international interests.
Yeah.
Second season starting. And just tell us about your role in that.
Well, I mean, I was a fan originally. I absolutely loved the first season.
You weren't involved in the writing.
I wasn't involved
anyway,
at
no.
all. And it was Susan Stanley, who's from Dublin, and Sarah Goldberg, who's Canadian. They were two best friends in college and they had this show in mind. I mean, they've known each other for over 20 years and they are really, really tight. They had this plan for a show and it took 10 years to get it made. And what often happens when a show is successful is, you know, they say straight away, OK, we'll have another season of that. And they both had, major changes to their lives in that they both had babies within days of each other. Eva and Romy were born, I think maybe a week apart or 2 weeks apart or something. They needed writers to come in, and Richard Cook and Angela Squire, who are the producers, they asked me and another writer called Nessa Rafter, who's fantastic, to go to London. And they had Airbnb'd a house in Hackney, which is about 100 yards away from where I was born in London. And I hadn't been back since then. And we sat in this house for 2 weeks. I mean, we went home at night, of course, but we sat around a table and we drank coffee and we ate lunch and we worked and tried to come up with a plan for season two. Season one, I mean, I loved
season one
the
was
ending.
Set in Ireland, wasn't it?
It was, and a Canadian
just explain
woman,
the plot. Yeah, sorry, can I say Sarah Goldberg as well had been in Barry with Bill Hader, which is one of fantastic. The most brilliant comedy series.
And she was Emmy nominated as well. She's incredible. And she is an amazing actor. And you know, Susan is the same. They're real stars, the two of them. And so in the first season, Sarah's character, who's called Sarah, comes to Ireland looking for her birth father. And she knocks on a door and discovers that she has a half-sister who is Susan, played by Susan. And she persuades her to go on a road trip to Galway to find the dad. And, you know, you're hoping all the time for a happy ending and you don't get it. And that's what I absolutely adored about this show. I'm not a big fan of huggy comedy, you know, a comedy that within, you know, 25 minutes you get to a sort of the end where everybody's learned something about themselves and everyone gives each other a big hug and that's the end of it. This show left huge issues unresolved. They all found out something about themselves, but it wasn't necessarily everything they needed to find out. And the season ended with they find the dad, you know, he's a nasty piece of work. He's a drunk. He's, you know, he turns back, he turns on them, and Sarah flees to Canada and just leaves Susan a note. And they had built up this beautiful relationship during the course of this road trip. And then she just jettisons the whole thing. So the second season, when we sat down to write it, it was, what do we do? You know, and we knew that it was going to be set in Canada. We knew we couldn't do a road trip again. So it was just a case of all of us sitting around a table and figuring out, what is the story here? How do we resuscitate this relationship between these two women? Because it was beautiful. I mean, you can actually tell watching it that the friendship that's there between Sarah and Susan, you know, they're very, very close. They are actually like sisters.
How did they get to know each other in the first
place? They were
in
college together in London over 20 years ago, and they were best friends in college. And they've acted together, and you know, this was a show that they had been tipping away at for over 10 years. And that's why it's quite, you know, it's difficult to come into a show like that, where, you know, the two of them are very, very strong personalities.
And would they be going, who's this Paul Howard guy? I mean, what's this Ross O'Carroll Kelly thing?
That would be my fear, of course, you know. No, but you have to be sensitive to the fact that, you know, they wrote a fantastic TV series.
It's their creation, these characters,
and it's their
creation.
And that, you know, you have a responsibility not to come in and mess it up.
So what was it like then? I know you mentioned your editor, Rachel Pierce, who you would have worked with in the Ross O'Carroll Kelly books, but she would have been, I suppose, helping you put a sheen on things, and she would have talked through ideas, but they were very much your work, your idea. What's it like working in a writer's room, first of all in Bad Sisters, and then with this? Or did you get that from working with other people on the plays you've done over the years?
It's very different, I suppose. You know, in a writer's room, you know, you have to listen more than you speak, which, you know me, Matt, I find that very, very difficult to do anyway. And but yeah, there's a lot of listening. There's a lot of, I mean, it's a lot of concentration. I'd be exhausted leaving a writer's room. You know, the writer's room could be 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. But the level of focus is so intense because you're trying to keep track of plots and characters and who's doing what. So it is quite tiring. But it is great to have input from other people, especially, you know, people like Susan and Sarah and Nessa. They're really good, experienced writers. So the fixes are all there in the room as well. You know, I would be, you know, when I'm writing a book, I would go away and I would agonize about things, and you know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night worrying about how a plot was going to resolve itself. But in a room, when you have, you know, good people, good writers, those things can kind of resolve themselves within that space.
Okay. So you also got to go to Canada to work on this, did you?
I did. Yeah. It doesn't sound as, it wasn't as glamorous as it sounds, perhaps. It was supposed to be filmed in October of 2024. And there were some delays. And in the end, it was February 2025. And the difference was, originally it was written as this, you know, the show which would have a lot of outdoor scenes and there would be beautiful fall scenes and leaves on the ground and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I got a call from the Canadian producers and they said, you need to know the difference between October and February in Canada, which it turned, I mean, there was 4 feet of snow when we arrived there. So I was the story editor on it. So just before I left, I had to go through all of the scripts again and make it an indoor show. You know, take all the, I mean, we couldn't do things like, you know, a car pulls up outside a pub, somebody gets out of the car, walks into the pub. They have to go from the car to the pub without that bit walking in between, because it's minus 20 degrees out. And just to film somebody walking from one car door into the door of a pub, but it can take 2 hours to get all the coverage that you need. So it was a real lesson for me in how to make television in those kind of circumstances. I hope I never have to do it again, but it was freezing cold.
Isn't it brilliant to be still learning stuff when you're in your 50s like that, and that you're essentially almost not quite changing career, but you're adapting your career quite dramatically?
Well, I think it's a completely new career for me. It is. Yeah. It's I do have that thing of never be too old to learn something new. I mean, I love it. I mean, you know, I was in Canada and, you know, I had people who were in their 20s teaching me the job, how to do the job I was doing, you know, or elements of the job. But it was great. And it was, you know, there was pressure, but I absolutely loved it. I mean, I hadn't really thought before, because with Bad Sisters, I just delivered my script and I was never on set. And the situation in Canada was, you know, Susan and Sarah, I mean, the show is their creation, but they were acting, you know, so they were in a completely different headspace. So the director would come to me and say, the director was Yael Stav, and she was fantastic. And she would come to me and say, you know, I don't think this line is landing at the end of this scene. Can you give us something better?
And how's your ego for dealing with things like that?
My ego was, I mean, do you know what? I mean, probably not, wouldn't be great in normal circumstances, but you don't really have time to take offence, because everybody's waiting to film this scene.
And you have to come up with a replacement line immediately.
Yeah, yeah. And it has
to be better.
Yeah, better and funny. So, but I enjoyed it. You know, it was really challenging. But at the end of the day, then to sit down and to look on the, you know, to watch the screen and see what you got, it's a great thing.
When are we going to see Sisters here in Ireland?
It's on Thursday. It's on RTE this Thursday evening. I think it's at 10:15, and the first episode is on TV, and then all of the other episodes will be available for streaming immediately afterwards.
Do you need to have seen the first series first?
No, you definitely don't. I mean, I think it's worth seeing the first series. It really is. I mean, I think it's a little gem of a series, and there's some great cameos in it. And I should say as well, in the second season, Barbara Brennan, the Irish actor, she plays a character called Ma Baker, who is she runs a payday loan company behind the front of an ice cream van. And it is one of the best, funniest acting performances I've ever seen.
All of the names you've mentioned so far are women. Are you the only man in this production? You mentioned one other man, sorry, yeah, you did, Richard Cook.
Yeah, well, I mean, Donald Logue plays the dad, Jimmy, in the show. He's an American actor, and he has a fantastic Irish accent in it, and it's a regional specific Irish accent as well.
Not a Hollywood Irish accent.
No, it's not. No, he has Irish people. I think it's a Kerry accent, actually. But apart from that, I mean, I was definitely the only man in the writer's room. So yeah.
That's going to put manners on you anyway. What else is happening now, Jim? Where do you go in your career from here?
Well, I finished writing a book, a novel, a satirical novel that's coming out this September. I'm not allowed to say what it's about yet. You know how that goes, Matt. But it's nothing to do with rugby or South Dublin, but it is a comedy, and it's based in Ireland, and it's a satirical piece.
We'll have you back in September. You can tell us all about it.
I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Paul Hart, great to have you here. Sisters starts this Thursday on RT1 at around about 10:15. But if you don't see it at the time, you can catch up with it on the RT player.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.